Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Estilella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Repass. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth takes first base on ball four. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-1 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob repasses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Repass reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Repass moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Repass scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Case moves to third. Spence moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Estalella strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob repasses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Repass takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-0 in the game. Pofahl hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Pofahl reaches second base with a double. Harris throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Pofahl trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Repass goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-2 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Case hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McCoskey bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartak. Higgins reaches second base with a double. McCoskey scores. There goes Harris trying to get to home. Spence throws the ball into Early, who tags Harris, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Estalella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franklin takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. One out. Bob repasses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Repass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pofahl moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Repass scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 3 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to third. Chartak moves to second. Bob repasses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Repass strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Repass scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to second. Billy Hitchcock pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Al Benton. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross pinch hits for Mo Franklin. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. Hitchcock moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Senators, 2. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Repass settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dixie Parsons now catching. Billy Hitchcock now playing shortstop. Hal White now pitching. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Repass scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. York strikes out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon strikes out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock misplays the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Spence moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Estalella strikes out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Early takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to third. Chartak moves to second. Bob repasses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Repass takes first base on ball 4. Spence scores. Chartak moves to third. Early moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.